In one corner of one country, in one continent, on one planet, that's a corner of a galaxy, that's a corner of a universe, that's a corner of a multiverse, that is forever growing and shrinking and creating and destroying and never remaining the same for a single millisecond. Two people are about to eat sandwiches and talk about science, software, and stuff. To the Geekly!
Welcome indeed.
Hello.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Not bad, not bad.
Lovely. We've got a full house in the studio today. We've got our regular internet / Tumblr expert, Catherine. Say hello, Catherine.
Hello.
There we go. That was short and sweet.
I should have said hello, Catherine.
Okay, there we
I'm
go.
A fool. Yes.
Well, we did say hello, Catherine, but yes. you were
failing from the off.
Sticking Indeed. It. You were sticking it and yes. doing your own thing.
The window for that joke has now passed.
The window, yeah.
Yes.
Should we just hello?
Should we just okay?
Anyway,
should we do the intro?
Okay. Yeah. Who are you?
I don't know. You were supposed to tell me.
Okay. You're Catherine. Who are you?
Going so well. My name's Chris.
Oh, lovely. And I'm.
And who are you?
Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Let's try that again. I'm
Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
One more time.
Just crap bag. First name crap, last name bag.
Excellent.
Okay, there we go.
I'm glad we are milking that joke for all it's worth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's been 2 months
it
since we last
It has been 2 months. It's
two
been far
months.
Too long.
Far too long.
Indeed. And also, do you want to know a fun fact about the last episode of the Geekly Chronicles?
Please do tell me.
It didn't exist.
I was here.
I was also here.
We did a thing.
We did the thing.
It was live.
And then it didn't exist. Basically, because one of us around the table is a colossal idiot, and I'm almost 100% certain that that was me. The last episode of the Geekly Chronicles didn't show up on the website properly because it played episode 1 instead of episode 2, and it was all broken. But I fixed it, and now you can listen again to episode 2 at gklway.co/episodes if you want to.
Lovely. So episode 2 didn't exist for 2 months, but now yes. it has, and that's
now
fine.
Now it does. And now we're about to do another one to replace it with.
Yeah, which is great. This is episode 3 of the second series of the Geekly Chronicles.
I better write that down just in case.
Yeah, make a note of that.
Episode
there we go.
Episode 3. There we
go. Okay. Good. Yeah, underlined it and everything. Yes. So why was it 2 months then?
It was 2 months because in the intervening time, I went to get some A-levels from the place where those come from.
Ah, yes, the A-level factory.
Yes.
Yeah, I got some of those once as well.
Yes.
It was the days before eBay, but I did manage to get some pretty good A-levels off the internet.
Yes.
Excellent.
Excellent
quality certificates with the hologram and everything. It was... Mm.
I've never bought A-levels off the internet, but I am a lord, according to my eBay profile.
Really?
So there's that.
I'm able to do marriages, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a reverend.
Yes.
According to a certificate that I bought on the internet. Also, I own an acre of land on the moon.
Yep, that's always useful.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good, I think, an acre of land on the moon.
Yeah.
I might build a house there one day.
Yep.
An acre's pretty big, right?
Yeah, you could build a pretty substantial moon base with an acre of land.
Well, why would I want a moon base? I just kind of want a place to chill out and play video games.
Why wouldn't you grow moon cheese?
You say that again, I've turned your microphone on now.
Oh, why wouldn't you grow moon cheese?
That
grow
is
moon
the question.
On the moon.
A whole acre of moon crop.
But isn't the moon already made of cheese? Therefore...
You could mine cheese
on
your
mine
acre.
A moon mine.
Mm-hmm.
A moon mine. A mine on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Jadoon platoon upon the moon.
I like everything about this idea already.
Yeah, but would I need a whole acre for the mine? Could I have a moon house?
Well, yeah, I suppose you'd only need, you know, about a metre square to send the miners down.
Uh-huh.
And then you could hollow out the whole moon.
Uh-huh. I mean, moon...
It might annoy your neighbours.
It might do.
It might, but, you know.
A moon house with a moon little window and a moon Corvette. And everything is moon for me and myself and everybody around. I could rewrite that song and make it about the moon. Moon a dab. No, okay, fine.
I think now that you've said it on air, you have to do that. Rules. What happens when
you
just don't go for an eye test in like a bajillion years?
Yeah, that would explain it then. So we
should we do a show?
Yeah. So there's loads of stuff that we're going to talk about today. There was a great suggestion from one of our listeners that we try and do a series of things explained in 10 words. So how do we explain things in just 10 words, like string theory in 10 words, cake in 10 words,
right?
You know, Game of Thrones in 10 words, that kind of thing. So we'll have a look at that later, and we'll see if Catherine can help us come up with some of those. We have, as always, got our Tumble Fumble. Catherine, who does nothing but troll the internet all day, every day, has come up with some ideas for our current kind of Tumblr favourites. We've got some of that coming up later as well. We're also going to talk a bit about science.
Yeah.
With the fillet. The
Feli lander.
Feli.
Yes. That's the pronunciation we're guessing at.
My intense hunger for chicken has made me think
fillet. Woken up, which is rather exciting, so we're gonna talk about that a bit later on.
Well, and it was E3 this week as
it
well.
It was as
so
well.
There's loads of cool gaming stuff to talk about.
There's all sorts of things.
Really exciting.
Coming out of E3.
Yeah. And as always, you can drop us an email at studio at geeklychronicles.com. You can iMessage us.
You can at the same address.
At the same address.
Exciting.
There you go.
But
also we've
iMessage.
Got yeah, there we go. But we've also got our IRC room as well. So on Freenode, it's GKLY is the channel. Join it. And in the IRC room right now, Amy has said you only actually need 5 words for cake. The cake is a lie.
That's very true.
That is very true.
The cake. Yeah, always be suspicious of the cake.
Do you know what video game that's a reference to?
Of course I know what video game that's a reference to. I Google stuff before the show.
Right.
Basically, most of the pop culture references I understand is because I Google them while they come up on air.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. I think that's pretty much what I do with everything in life.
Yeah.
Anyway,
moving on.
Yeah, let's play a song before we do any of that, though. This was one that I picked. We've got loads of requests, and if you want a song on the show, please do the things like tweeting at us, mention it in the IRC channel, do other bits and pieces. But
yes.
Right now, first song is one that I really like.
That's always good.
Yeah, let's see if people know what it is.
It's the Geekly Chronicles.
It's all about pizza and physics and stuff.
Oh, I love that song.
It is.
You still have no idea who it's by.
That's very true.
It's Belle and Sebastian.
But speaking of songs...
Oh, yeah.
This is another one of those times where I try and do a flawless presenter segue. And
lovely.
It's just, you know, I'm essentially forcing my topic on air. But speaking of songs, we also need to talk about the geekly favourite, the Bad Song of the Week.
Yes, that's right. Every time we do a live show, we do a Bad Song of the Week. Because there are so many really awful songs out there.
There are indeed.
And we want you to vote and tell us what the worst song is.
Yes.
And we have a new way of being able to vote as well.
Oh, I heard some jangling.
Yeah, we're getting a phone call.
That's exciting. I don't know what to do now.
Should we answer it?
Maybe.
Live on air?
Is that a good idea?
Why not?
Oh, they've rung off.
No. just as I hit accept as well.
Well, there we go.
I haven't had that before. I should really mute that tab.
Probably.
Because... so that it doesn't ring while we're talking.
Well, that was awfully exciting. Anyway, so we do indeed have a new way of voting for the Bad Song of the Week.
We did have a voicemail. Oh. It's ringing again!
Exciting. Oh, press the button.
Answer it. Let's answer the phone. It would like to use our microphone. We can do that.
There's a call for Geekly. To accept, press 1.
Hello?
You're on the Geekly Chronicles.
Hello.
You're live on air. Please don't swear. My goodness, we have our first live caller to the show. This is amazing.
I'm incredibly excited.
Tell the world who you are.
Well, I'm someone that does things.
Excellent.
That's the best description I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is your message to the world, having phoned us and got on air here?
I have thoughts on bad music.
Oh,
go on.
Seeing as I decided to take my hand at producing some terrible music.
Awesome. Well,
it consists entirely of terribly written lyrics and text speech.
Actually, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, that could have legs.
Text to speech, I think, in a song is got to be pretty good.
Yes. I once heard a text-to-speech song of the voice of Siri singing Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, which is quite funny.
I use two Macintosh speech voices for it. And
excellent.
I tossed the link in your IRC channel.
Fantastic.
I mean, you could play it on air if you wanted to. I mean, there's no actually rude language in it, like... But you might want to listen to it.
A
first.
Sad and
let's
somber
not do that.
Place.
Let's just put
peaceful
it on.
Place, the wistful live here, free from fear.
Oh my gosh.
All those kind of heart are welcome here. Heavy hearts find friends here. They need not carry their weight alone. A place skin deep saccharine.
I like
inside
this.
Holy serene.
It's actually not bad.
This is really good.
And broken find peace here.
Well, I really like that, actually. I might have to listen to that and yes. play it again a bit later. That was good.
That was good.
The second voice is the best part. Also the point where it gets to just saying, ooh.
That's
brilliant.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Well, I got bored with lyrics eventually.
I just didn't try. I think the bad songs that we have this week are a lot worse than that. So you have raised the bar of
indeed.
This segment. That is brilliant.
Aww.
Well,
that was totally not my goal.
Well, you have unintentionally been awesome, so thank
yes.
you for that. And we will leave you to listen now, and we will show our bad songs. Thank you so much for calling in and being on air.
No problem.
There we go. Lovely.
That was rather exciting.
The telephone works.
I didn't know we could do that. But if you do want to
call
us...
from transatlantic...
Yes.
Yes.
If you do want to call us, incidentally, the numbers are on your screen if you're watching YouTube. They are 02033-896-245 in the UK.
Sorry, I didn't quite get to write that down. Just look on the screen.
415-287-9705 in the US and 0428-122-143 in Australia.
If there's a country that you're in that doesn't have a number, we'll add one.
Just let us know.
So, bad songs then, Chris.
Indeed, we have some truly terrible songs. But shall we begin with my nomination?
Yes, what is your nomination for bad song of the week this week?
Well, every episode when I come on the Geekly Chronicles, I claim to have found the worst song in existence. And... well, on episode one, I said I'd found the worst song. On episode two, I said I was wrong and I'd found the worst song. This that I have picked this week, I can definitively state, is the worst song in existence.
Be careful.
Well, I have facts to back it up with.
Go on.
The Guardian and The Metro described it as the worst song ever written. BuzzFeed did a list of the 30 worst songs of all time. It got number 2. It was voted the worst single of the year in 2008 by readers of the online magazine Pop Justice, and BuzzFeed said about the song, "If aliens came to Earth and asked why everyone hates Nickelback so much, this song would be a perfect explanation."
So, yeah, but that's just the media. I prefer to trust our listeners. Our listeners are better than the news. So you're proposing a Nickelback song.
I am indeed. I've chosen Rockstar by Nickelback. It's terrible.
What's so bad about Rockstar?
Where do I begin?
But don't we all want to be big rock stars? I don't know the rest of the words. Sorry, my brain is easing out my ears.
Do you know, the worst part of this is I do know the rest of the words. Because when I was doing the research for this this segment, I discovered to my horror that in a former life on an old iTunes account, I actually owned a copy of this song. We are just a woman.
Brilliant.
Which was a horrifying thing to discover.
So you want people to vote for Rockstar by Nickelback?
Because it is the worst song in existence. And if you disagree, the internet says you're wrong.
I disagree because I think my song is worse than yours. You may remember from the first week of the show, I had managed to find an old song by a band called Pizza Kids about liking pizza. They were a German band. Well, now I have found a new, up-to-date, this has just been released, song. And it is another food-related one.
Oh, dear.
But this is like I think she was billed as the new Rebecca Black, which is always a quality bar measure. And it is a song all about food and this person's love of food. Here's a snippet of the chorus for you.
You're actually dancing as the song is playing.
I can't help it. It's catchy. But yeah, I mean, so the reason that this song is so bad is not only is it awful, not only is it ridiculous lyrically and an insult to the very concept of a song, but it's catchy and you will find yourself singing it and dancing along to it. Nickelback, I can forget about 95% of the time. This song will be in my head for a decade. Seriously. And to add to it, it's really, really quite racist as well, which makes it terrible. Because at the start of the song, it's just got, on the video, some guy cooking Chinese food, doing a bit of an instructional demonstration like this. No subtitles or anything. It's just a guy stood there talking Chinese.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I see.
It is so ridiculous that it is my nomination for Bad Song this week.
Well, it's a strong contender, but is it the worst song of all time?
It's not worse than Nickelback. It is not worse than Nickelback's existence, but it is a worse song than Rockstar by Nickelback.
I think Rockstar is the epitome of all that is wrong with Nickelback, but I think we have to put it to the vote.
That's right. It is listeners' choice.
As are the rules.
Yes, listeners' choice.
We've put the two nominations on our website at gkly.co/bad. You can go on there and it will give you both of the options and you can vote for the one that is the worst.
Absolutely. Don't forget, you can tweet us, message us on IRC as well. Absolutely. Just let us know what you think the worst song is, yes, of the two.
We'll it's have mine. The results.
It's mine.
It's mine. It's definitely mine.
When we whisper, we sound almost the same.
We kind of do.
Vote for the Chinese food song.
Vote for the Nickelback. Nickelback anyway. Is terrible. Anyway, yes, we will be revealing the results later in the show.
So, yes, I've got that song in my head now. Ciao, Maine.
This is going to be a hellish 2 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
we've got some nominations coming in the chat room of what our listeners think are the worst songs of all time as well. We'll have to look through those to choose for next time.
Someone's saying that switching to vote killed their audio. We should say open a new tab. We're not quite that clever when it comes to web design. When I say we. Who's the web person?
Mm-hmm. Catherine.
Bog off.
Catherine's getting sweary.
I almost got away with that one. Yeah. Open a new tab, but yes, gkly.co/bad to vote for the bad song of the week, which is obviously Rockstar by Nickelback. And in fact, as the web person, I could just make the other choice disappear. I never thought that one through, did I? That would have been clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd probably have thrown things, though, so, you know.
Okay.
I do value my personal safety more than winning this, but only just. Anyway.
So, you know that thing that landed on a comet? Changing tack slightly.
Change ever so slightly. That blob of bits and bobs that they managed to land on a comet.
Yeah, the one with the name that nobody can pronounce.
Yeah. Was that your invitation for me to attempt to pronounce it?
Well, yeah, you've seen the person that launched it talk, haven't
you?
So.
That's very true. I'm going to guess here, the Philae lander... Because that's how Monica Grady says it.
Who?
She was the... You know, when it actually landed on the comet, she was all over the news because she was the one that was jumping up and down at the ESA headquarters and screaming, "That's fantastic! You can probably find a clip on YouTube. I saw a talk by her during which she managed to remain almost entirely composed, astonishingly, and talk about how the whole Feli Lander thing went down, which was rather exciting. But the more exciting news is that when it landed on the comet, it was alive for a while and did all of its science, and then it went to sleep because they landed it in pretty much the only dark bit of the comet and they need all the solar panels and stuff. But because it's now summer on that comet, it has woken up again.
So hang on a second, comets have seasons?
Essentially. Because the comet is now closer to the sun than it was when they plopped the lander on there. And the hope was, and that's come true, that they were going to be able to wake the comet up, the lander up when...
Wake the comet up. This is turning very sci-fi.
Essentially. They hope they were going to be able to wake the lander up.
Wake the comet up. An aura log is inside. Sorry, I've been watching too much Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Is it Auralog? Was it Orgalog? I can't quite remember. We watched that the other day.
We did, but I have no... I know it was something beginning with O and it was had log on it. I don't know.
The O-log.
We're going with Orgalog.
Orgalog. I think it was Orgalog. Anyway, no spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen the end of the last series of Adventure Time. But it's very cool, so you should watch it.
Indeed.
Yeah, when the whole last series of Adventure Time has had a bit of a comet arc to it. So,
just all rather exciting.
Yes, and comets are actually quite interesting in spite of the fact that they have the potential to extinguish all life on the planet. But
now we might know what makes them up. Essentially, Monica Grady described the comet that they landed on as a dirty snowball. It's essentially a lump of ice and dirt and rock and stuff. But now that they're actually like drilling into it and tearing it apart, we can actually find out how much ice and stuff there is inside it and whether or not it's got enough stuff in it to make there be life on Earth or other planets.
So they think that a comet slamming into a planet would then like be a catalyst for life.
Yeah, almost. that's one of the theories, and that's one of the things that they hope to find out now that they can get some more data back from the lander. Because yeah, we're all trying to figure out how we all got here and everything, as is popular in scientific circles.
Well, I live here.
Yeah.
You got a train.
I got a train.
You drove.
Yeah.
That's how we got here.
Yeah. Next time I might take a comet. It's probably cheaper.
Dan in the chat room says, isn't this a plot to evolution? Sort of, yeah. That film that had David Duchovny... and who else was in that film?
We're wondering about who was in the film, but we're sat next to two machines that are equipped with Google.
Okay, fine. You be boring and Google it. I'll sit here
Let's get some facts instead of sitting through 60 seconds of dead air.
Use my brain meat to actually attempt to recall the facts that should be in my brain somewhere.
Evolution is a 2001 American science fiction comedy film.
2001!
Starring David Duchovny, Orlando Jones, Sean William Scott, Julianne Moore, and Ted Levine, according to Wikipedia.
There we go.
Indeed. So yeah, that's about a meteor that crashes somewhere in Arizona. So, basically the same thing.
Yeah, well yeah, and there was alien life in the meteor, and it, you know... They used Head and Shoulders shampoo to kill it. Sorry if I've just spoiled the film for anyone that's not seen it, but this was 2001.
Yeah. It's probably past the spoiler thing.
It was also on TV this week.
Really?
So, yeah. Well, that's...
Okay, that might explain why, yeah.
That makes sense. Yes. That's very topical.
Apparently, yeah, someone in the chat room only saw it as the cartoon spin-off, which was dire.
Oh dear.
Cartoon spin-off of Evolution. It doesn't sound right.
Oh dear.
Doesn't sound right at all.
No.
Anyway.
So yeah. Comets and stuff. Essentially, it's just been a crazy voyage of discovery for the team at the European Space Agency that launched the Rosetta mission, which was the spacecraft that dropped Feli onto the comet. Because, well, at first they thought the comet was potato-shaped, but then when they got closer with the Rosetta spacecraft, they took some pictures and realized it looked more like a rubber duck. So they were going to try and land on the duck's back, because that's where the sun is, but they landed, like, in the duck's neck. It's not a real duck. I should probably point out, it's just a big comet that looks like a duck.
It's got this great image of a rubber duck flying through space.
That would be quite a lot more exciting.
That would be than... almost exactly like something out of Adventure Time.
Indeed. So they're learning more and more about this comet and what it's made of and what they can do while they're there. But now that the lander has woken up again, we're hopefully going to find out some more about whether it could have been the start of life or whether it could mean there's life on other planets if it crashes into them. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, I was reading this news article here. They're saying eventually Philae, whatever
sounds
it's called,
right.
Will hopefully get sufficient power in its battery to drill into the comet and analyze its makeup. But I also think that comets look equally beautiful without makeup on, and that's just
it's just
ridiculous
beauty
societal
standards.
Expectations.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, I think
onto comets.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to force comets to wear makeup to just fit in with our expectations of what a comet would look like. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know, now that we know they are, it's worth seeing what makeup they wear.
Hmm. Well, it should be quite cool
because science.
Yeah, well, I mean, science is pretty cool.
Indeed. That's why we're all here.
There's an article on the BBC News website that calls it The Plucky Robot.
Indeed.
The Plucky Robot.
Well, there are some quite adorable cartoons on the European Space Agency website. If you Google ESA Philae cartoon, or Rosetta cartoon, if you can't spell Philae, which I can't, you can see some quite adorable... comic strips they made of it landing and taking a selfie with Rosetta before they drop it onto the comet and then having a bit of a nap when its solar panels die out.
Oh, that's quite cute. We'll tweet a link to that.
They published a new one as soon as it woke up. I'll be tweeting a link to that in a moment. But it's just getting up from under its blanket and yawning, and it's adorable.
Ah. That's quite sweet. Well, Amy says if they don't name the comet Rosetta Stone now, she'll be disappointed.
Indeed.
I like that. Certainly for those of you that know what Rosetta Stone is, that's a really nice geeky reference. If you don't know what Rosetta Stone is, you probably don't get it. And Indeed. Dan says, didn't Comet go into administration many years ago? And Amy corrected him that they maybe joined with PC World, but now apparently that was Curry's. So that's the latest on the chat room.
Yes.
You interesting people, you.
Indeed. You're all rather exciting.
Absolutely. So should we go for another song?
Why not?
Lovely. So we'll talk more about the bad song. We'll check the votes on those after that. We'll also start talking a bit about... possibly my favourite meme of the day that I've seen. But first up, it's a request. Ooh, something that a listener has actually requested to listen to.
It's great. It's almost as if this show is interactive.
I know, tell me about it. So this is for Joe. Hello, Joe. We love you. Let's give you a big virtual hug.
Indeed. Too big?
Bring it a bit. Okay, there we go.
That's less creepy.
Yeah, absolutely. So here it is.
Your fortnightly dose of random geekage. It's the Geekly Chronicles. It's all about the abstraction of matter in an infinite universe and stuff.
I was rocking away to that song.
Indeed you were. Thank you. There was literally headbanging in the studio.
There was. Thank you so much, Joe, for requesting that song. Glad we got to play it. Nice to see you in the chat room.
Indeed.
Yes. Awesome. Cool. Yes, good
also,
stuff.
There's also a lot of hugging. In the chat room at the moment.
I love our little bot. Our little robot's so cute.
It's adorable, isn't it?
Yeah,
It's been hugging people.
Such a proud parent.
It's been hugging itself.
Does it still do jokes as well? Oh, it does cheer up things, doesn't it?
It does.
So if you do, is it exclamation mark cheer?
I can't remember.
And then let's send a cheer up to Amy. There we go. It does a now cheer up me message to people. Lovely. So that's cool.
It is indeed. Speaking of things that are slightly adorable, Catherine, from her trawling of the internet, informs us that it's National Kissing Day today.
National Kissing Day?
Apparently that's a thing.
Is that on your calendar or...?
No, I just saw it on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Have you been kissing many people today?
I haven't been kissing any people today.
Aww.
The closest I've got is giving this microphone you know, a bit of tongue when you weren't looking.
You can keep that microphone. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
Maybe we should burn that one.
Yeah. Although you did make muffins.
Yeah.
I did make muffins, although I don't really know what that has to do with National Kissing Day.
Because we put them in our mouths.
Yeah.
So we basically kissed a muffin.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Then.
In the chat room, they figured out how to get Geeklybot to hug things that are more than one word long, which is also quite good, probably. So there we go.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Anyway, so how is the bad song doing? So we for those of you that only just tuned in, obviously we do our bad song of the week, and this week Chris has decided that the bad song he wants to tender is Rockstar by Nickelback. But don't we all just want to be big rock stars living in whatever?
You have Google.
Fair enough. And my tendered bad song of the week is this gem from who is currently billed as the new Rebecca Black. And apparently, we know that it's true.
Indeed. You have danced to that song every time you've played it, and it's starting to alarm me.
That's why it's a terrible song. So what are the results so far?
We've got some votes coming in. If you haven't cast your vote yet, definitely do at gkly.co/badsong.
Yep. Right open now, up a new tab.
Yes, open a new tab. Otherwise, you will lose us, and we wouldn't want that, because that would be bad.
So where are we?
It's pretty one way.
Okay.
And you're all wrong. Because at present, winning with 4 votes to none is this. I love Chinese food. You know that it's true. I love fried rice. I love noodles. I love chow mein. Apparently, our audience tonight do know that it's true. And love chow mein.
So I love that. It. I love that song. It's so awful.
But yes, if you haven't cast your votes yet, then do that.
Awesome. So
the
full
results will be revealed later in the show.
gkly.co/bad.
Yes. Awesome. In the new tab. Because we're not clever enough.
Absolutely. So I was trawling through Twitter earlier.
That's always risky.
Yes, well, I wasn't really doing much else today. And, I came across, sometimes you see those trending hashtags and you think, that looks ridiculous. What is that all about? And I saw the If the Beatles Had Been Fat hashtag. And
okay.
As someone who has a more rotund figure.
I thought you were going to say, as someone who was part of the Beatles, but...
Yes, I am one of the last few remaining Beatles.
But to be fair, I would be perfectly prepared to expect that of you.
Yes, it was John Paul George and...
Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
Indeed.
So
we've been watching
but
that.
So I was really prepared to be offended, but this hashtag has been having me in stitches. So it's indeed. Essentially Beatles song titles and lyrics changed to be a bit...
to have food in the title, essentially. The
So there's some great ones. Pork McCartney, John Lemon Meringue, George Harrison, and Onion Ringo Starr.
Oh, fantastic.
Not bad.
Those are wonderful. We've got I Want to Hold Your Sandwich. All You Need Is Loaf. We've got all kinds of...
Dr. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, yes. I heard one earlier, but I've completely lost it off my screen now. Jalapeno Popper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Flabby Road.
Yeah. Very good.
Eleanor Ribby.
Yeah. I heard Lonely Hearts Club Sandwich earlier. Strawberry Shortcake Fields Forever.
In some great lyric replacements, we've got I Wanna Hold Your Ham, which is a great one. And She's Got Some Chicken and Fries, which is also a great one.
We All Live in a Yellow Margarine.
That's a nice one. Hey Food.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
The Beatles would be the Flab Four.
That's very true. two tickets to ride.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's hashtag if the Beatles had been fat on Twitter, which we have been, we've been looking at pretty much all day instead of doing any kind of prep for the show.
when I'm 64 stone.
Nice.
I get up with a little help from my friends.
Here come the sun, chips.
Can't buy me love handles.
Nice. Happiness is a warm bun, I've seen a couple of times. Oh, God.
Here's another good one. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Gastric Band.
Okay. Here comes the bun.
Cheese loves you, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Getting butter all the time.
Yeah. With a little help from Jenny Craig.
All you need is lard.
We all live in a Subway sandwich shop. Subway sandwich shop. Subway sandwich shop.
Here comes the bun. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. Strawberry ice cream forever. These are wonderful. So if you have any lard days night, that's nice. Very good.
It's been
that's
a
very
lard
good.
Days night.
Yes. If you have any of these, do let us know on Twitter using hashtag if the Beatles had been fat.
I am the walrus would have been a lot more literal.
Yes. Yes. Very good. Strawberry jam forever.
Yeah. I ate the eggs, man. I ate the eggs, man. I ate the walrus. They were goo 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 gooed.
Got to get you into my oven. That's slightly threatening.
It's actually really not bad. Back in the refrigerator.
These are all very good.
Please cheese me. So yeah,
they'd be liver pudgelians.
Oh, so I like it. You see, this is the bad pun central, which is amazing. But yes,
Amy said on Twitter, "Help! I need some burger."
Nice.
Fair enough. They've called themselves
help,
the Skittles.
I need some burger. Help!
Yep.
Not just any burger.
Lucy on the phone with Domino's.
That's my favourite.
Yes.
Lucy on the phone with Domino's.
Yes. We can pork it out, which actually sounds more sexual than it does. About, yeah,
that's a pickup line.
That's a
no,
pickup
that's a really
line.
Terrible
yes.
pickup
hey,
line.
We can pork it out. Yeah. No. Lucy in the sky with Funyuns. John Lennon would have married Egg Yoko Ono.
Ah, I see what he did.
Clever. Someone has put photos of the Beatles through Fat Booth, that app that you can get that makes photos look fat. I'm retweeting that
I came out
now.
A lot skinnier when I put a photo of me through that.
That's... How? How does... It's like... Anyway. So I've retweeted the Fat Booth Beatles photos.
She's got a ticker to ride. It's
nice.
Not a bad one.
Catherine's just tweeted, she loves stew. Yeah,
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
She loves stew, yeah. Stew's not really that fattening, though, is it?
Probably not.
Although I don't really...
Well, not the way my family makes it. I mean, you know, if you make lamb stew, the lard actually kind of floats on the top.
Okay. Nice. Yeah,
I was thinking of my mum when I made that tweet. She really does love stew.
Well, there we go.
But is that actually stew, or is it just meat and lard in a pan?
No, there are vegetables and gravy. And
are there vegetables?
Lots and lots of onion.
Lots of onion. Actually, I like onion, but I hate stew.
My mum has a bit of an onion problem.
I'm not.
We've had to send her to onion rehab.
Onion rehab.
Did you have an onion intervention? That was the worst joke I've ever done.
We're going to pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, let's move on quick. Please edit that out of the podcast version. King Ding Dan in the chat room says, has changed please, please me to please feed me.
Nice.
Nice. Nicely done.
Let it beef, says Amy.
Yeah, that's very good.
Excellent. See, we're contributing.
Indeed.
We're contributing.
Indeed, we are. So do let us know if you have more.
Yes, that was an incredibly amusing hashtag that we came across earlier.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Lovely. I was expecting you to say something else there, Chris.
Shall we, move on to a segment or something to fill the dead air?
We could do. We have had another song request.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Let's play that while I write some more things down on this piece of paper.
Now, this arguably is eligible for Bad Song of the Week.
Excellent.
But it's a request, and we are honour bound to play requests that come in.
Indeed, we are, for some reason.
I mean, I do say no now and then, mostly to songs that you say you want to play.
Yeah.
Because you have just terrible taste in music.
This has been discussed before.
Mm-hmm. And you always seem to wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I thought so as well. So after this song, we'll come in with the Tumble Fumble. We'll talk through some of the other bits and pieces. We'll have a talk about E3 as well, because that was very exciting.
We've got all kinds of news.
I are excited about that. So there's loads of cool stuff. But this one is a request by Dan.
Thank you, Dan,
yes,
for exposing us to this.
And here is 2 minutes and 45 seconds of possibly one of the worst songs ever released.
Literally coming at you at the speed of sound, it's the Geekly Chronicles. It's all about fourth dimensional string theory in modern physics. And stuff.
Indeed.
Ninji had apparently never heard the safety dance before, said in the chat.
How have you managed to escape that?
I feel so lucky that you've not had to endure that song.
Indeed. Although there's a lot of praise for that song in the chat room.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. I'm not a big fan, but as Catherine has said in the chat room, it does remind me of Scrubs.
So there's always that.
And thinking of Catherine.
Indeed.
It's time for the Tumble Fumble.
That was far more introduction than she usually gets.
Okay, fine. Speaking of Catherine, what?
That's more like it.
What have you got? Come on.
What have you got for us?
Well, I've been forced to work the last couple of months, so my tumbling and fumbling has taken something of a drop.
So are you trying to tell me that productiveness at work and surfing Tumblr are things that like moving... So the more work you do, the less time you can spend on Tumblr?
Yep. There's a definite inverse correlation there.
Really?
Crazy.
Yep. That's weird.
I know. I mean, you never would have predicted, would you?
Because 2 months ago, it was all you did was look at Tumblr.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my whole world.
And now
I believe they call that fun employment.
You're infinitely more boring.
Yeah.
Yes.
My boringness.
I don't know.
My boring factor is up.
It's up.
you can tell.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can tell.
You're not even being original and witty anymore.
Yes. I don't even know why we invited her back. To be honest with you.
Well, she made the muffins.
It was because I was willing to pay for pizza. muffins.
That's very true. She brought muffins.
Yes.
Anyway.
So the Tumble Fumble, as you all know, the Tumble Fumble is Catherine's best pick of stuff on Tumblr that she's seen recently. So what is this week's Tumble Fumble?
Well, this one's been amusing me for a while. And you know, I think it's pretty popular. So if you're on Tumblr, you may have seen it. If you're not, then go check it out. It's animalfactbook.tumblr.com. And it's pictures of animals with some facts about them. Really? So the facts are just crazy enough to be true. Perhaps, Chris, you could... you found one earlier that was rather amusing. Perhaps
I did,
you could remind everyone.
Yes, I'm just tweeting out the link to the Animal Fact Book. So on May the 5th, the Animal Fact Book decided to share with us a picture of an emu with the fact, the emu is Australia's national bird. Known to hoard white objects in their nests, they were often seen stealing envelopes from letterboxes and socks from clotheslines, which is why all paper in Australia is now by default yellow, and socks navy or black.
This is the quality, this is the level of quality you can
sign up
for.
But that sounds real. It sounds like a real fact.
Oh, they're all real.
They're all entirely real. Maybe we can have some of our listeners in Australia confirm that for us.
Give me another one.
So on May the 4th, they posted a picture of a wombat sleeping. They said, a wombat sleeping. Wombats are unusual animals due to the way they sleep above ground, standing up with their eyes open.
Really? Oh, wombats are cute.
Yes. A fully grown kangaroo can reach a staggering 8.3 centimetres in length. They can move at speeds of up to 80 kilometres per hour and have been known to drown dogs with their powerful front limbs.
Wow.
Let's see.
So those are some animal facts.
And then I'm going a little off-piste for my next suggestion in that it's not on Tumblr.
What? What is this madness?
So there's a life outside of Tumblr.
There is.
I wasn't aware there was a life outside of Tumblr.
I tend to still kind of hang around on Twitter when I'm working.
That's always good.
So one account that I followed some time ago has actually, its amusement factor has gone up somewhat recently, I think. And that is Riker Googling.
Yep.
So you might need to know a little something about Star Trek The Next Generation to get anything out of this. But Commander Riker, the first officer on the Starship Enterprise, what would he Google if he had access to Google?
I'm looking at it now. This is brilliant. Captain Picard Day sales.
Yep.
GitHub open source holodeck brothel.
Why dinosaur cloning is illegal. I've got
Hypnotoad.
Galaxy class starship manual.
Marquee subreddit.
Holodeck disable next episode autoplay.
And then how does a pencil work?
Andorian Blue Man Group.
Yes.
Very clever.
Galaxy class starship reset BIOS.
I like this one. Tribble jerky.
Why don't starships have more bathrooms?
Actually, if you've ever looked at the Starship Enterprise's blueprint, there is actually a book you can get, the Star Trek technical manual. The Enterprise D apparently only had one toilet near engineering.
Really?
That yep. seems like bad planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. A starship with 1,500 people on it, one bathroom.
Wow.
I'm retweeting crazy. Some of these Riker Googling searches
Starship
now.
Starship main viewer ad block.
Yeah. Starship computer voice erotic fiction.
Do Vulcans watch porn?
Only once every 7 years.
Do Borg poop?
Planets.
That's actually a really good question. Do Borg poop?
Planets with centaurs. World of Warcraft Vulcan server. Allowing phasers in schools. Is the Force real?
Is Klingon cosplay racist?
Do com badges cause cancer?
Krispy Kreme near neutral zone.
Oh, God.
What happens if you drink a changeling?
Holodeck JavaScript API for the developers out there. Planets with natural Wi-Fi.
Jean-Luc Picard, French or British?
Saucer section not charging.
That is brilliant. Apple com badge pre-order.
We are just boring the socks off the non-Star Trek fans,
yes.
there, aren't we?
If you're
Which
following
planets
us,
have Netflix?
If you're following us on Twitter, Microsoft Holosuite, disable Clippy.
how to erase holodeck history.
22nd century vintage porn.
Why is space black? How many times has the Enterprise exploded? Starship keyboard shortcut all stop.
Why does Klingon gawk? Make your pee smell like potatoes.
I don't know, but Romulan ale certainly has weird effects on your entire system, so maybe Riker will have Googled that as well.
It's absolutely amazing. So if you're a Star Trek fan, that is definitely something to watch, and if you're not yes. a Star Trek fan, watch some Star Trek.
Yes, because...
Right now.
Yes,
right
we've...
Now. No, not right now, when the show's finished.
Yes, I've retweeted about 10 of those Riker Googling things on our Twitter.
I'm going to take away your access to this Twitter account soon.
That's... That, why would you do that? The world needs to know what Riker is Googling.
We had some more people tweeting if the Beatles had been fat at us as well. Amy Excellent. Came back with Sergeant Pepper Steak's Lonely Hearts Club Sandwich.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Very nice.
Rachel said Day Flipper.
Yeah. Very good.
Flipping
we've,
the burgers.
We've got
oh,
some...
I went to the dolphin and, you know, and then I thought, what? Why are we eating dolphins?
We've got some people in the chat room picking out their favourite Riker Googling as well. Slipstream is undefined. Holodeck program for hugs. That sort of thing.
I would love a holodeck program for hugs.
Well, if you install Geeklybot on the holodeck.
That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. If someone could make that happen, then please do let us know. Call us from the holodeck if you manage to get Geeklybot installed. That went yes. well, didn't it?
Sorry, I was in the chat room.
Yeah. We got this show thing going on.
The chat is so distracting because it's cool.
Indeed. Stop being cool, you people in the chat room.
No, never stop being cool.
I mean,
Everyone's
you know,
cool.
don't do that, but also do that so we can do a show. And speaking of a show, I don't know where I'm going with this one, so I'm basically going to bodge this. It was E3 recently.
It was.
The Electronic Entertainment Expo. I did just Google that.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. So there's been all kinds of exciting video game news coming out of the E3 conference. Are you about to
Chris
try and get me to read the news?
Yeah, so Chris and I had a conversation about this before the show, and Chris does not know a lot about gaming.
I know one announcement of the 20 to 100 that have come out of E3 this week.
Which one is that?
That's the one where you can now finally play Xbox 360 games on your Xbox One.
Yes, that is very good news. Very Indeed. Cool news. Backwards compatibility, which arguably should have been there on day one, but hey, engineering is hard. We get that.
Yes. And it's very much unlike Microsoft to ship a half-baked product and then patch it with updates
after
it comes out.
You are such a fanboy.
If you say so. So, yes, there's after Googling it this afternoon, there have been all kinds of exciting announcements.
Loads. And I think what's really interesting about E3 this year is there was a lot of like virtual reality, augmented reality stuff going on. So there was the HoloLens Minecraft thing during the Microsoft keynote that looked just... So I think they're focusing more on augmented reality than virtual reality. And the fact that you could view your Minecraft city on a table, I mean, it looked amazing. Obviously, we have to wait and see if the reality is as good as the keynote. But that was really cool.
Yep.
But then, I mean, Microsoft are partnering with Valve VR and with Oculus Rift to bring virtual reality to their platform. Sony announced a virtual reality platform. It seems that...
That is the way everything's going,
well,
isn't it?
It's a bit like 3D movies, right? In the 80s and the 90s, there were 3D movies, and people had to wear those blue and red 3D glasses, and they weren't very popular, and they went away. And now 3D movies are back, and they're good. The technology's kind of come of age. You could play horrible VR things 10 years ago, but they weren't very good, and now it seems that technology is really starting to come of age. And, you know, I think that it's really exciting to think about the fact that we might have this this ability to do VR in the future, in the not-too-distant future. And as always, I think gaming is a great place for that technology to kind of first come to light. I mean, there are so many cool things that you could do with a Kinect and that kind of bundle of sensors and cameras and stuff. Use of games, and I know sometimes we use the Xbox that constantly. I barely touch the controller when I'm watching stuff, but then I use my Xbox more for entertainment than I do for games. But you know, I think that there are, you know, some really interesting things that we'll be able to start doing with VR in the same way that people have started doing really cool things with Kinect and things like that, which is really cool. apparently, Amy says 3D glasses are useful for seeing holes in the space-time continuum. As
indeed,
we know,
they are.
David Tennant's doctor did tend to carry a pair in his pocket with him, to look ridiculous every now and then. But
just in case you need to check,
David Tennant, the more ridiculous of the doctors.
That's a debate that could go on for hours. I feel with the geekly fan base.
And Dan says Cortana is finally coming to Xbox One, which gives me another reason to justify having Kinect. That is true.
Good.
Yeah, that does actually look like it will be quite a good service, which is not bad. Indeed. Yeah, I mean, you know, I could yell now and my Xbox will turn on, but I'm not going to do that because I really don't want it to. But yeah, there were some great announcements from other places as well. The Sony keynote was really brilliant for games announcements. We seem to be in this, everyone's feeling nostalgic at the moment.
Yes.
There's a lot of remakes.
There's a lot of new versions of stuff coming out by the looks of things. There's all sorts of that nostalgia, bringing back the old versions of game. Can you tell that I'm completely making this up because I haven't read any of the articles?
Do you know any of the games that are being remade?
Not even apparently, Final Fantasy VII will be remade on PS4 first.
Yes.
Which TechRadar.com describes as the ultimate fan service.
Final Fantasy VII is a fan favourite of the Final Fantasy games.
It is.
I mean, I personally, I absolutely love Final Fantasy X, but FF7 is really good.
I believe you.
When I first played Final Fantasy X, I had an absolutely massive crush on Tidus in the game.
Right.
And as I always do, I always seem to fall in love with video game characters. And Tidus was my hero. And I wanted nothing more than him to come and sweep me away in the night with his big sword and his blitzball.
This just got creepy, didn't it?
Did a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So, moving on, in other slightly non-creepy E3 news... we got all of your big game companies launched a thing.
All of your big
by
game...
the looks of stuff.
You're not doing a very good job.
I'm
this.
Not doing a
making
I don't
up on
know
the spot.
I don't understand video games anymore. I haven't played a video game since about 2009.
Well, why don't you try one?
Because
My Nintendo DS is right there, and it's got games on it. Grab that and start playing a game. Seriously, give Pokemon a go.
Okay.
There you go. He's grabbing...
I'm grabbing the Nintendo DS. I'm dropping bits of the Nintendo DS.
Please don't. There you go.
That's a charger. Okay, good. I didn't break it.
Open it up.
Here we go. We have a Nintendo DS. Let's turn the 3D off.
God, so the,
I don't. This is.
It's got the bottom screen's a touch screen, so you can just tap on and tap on a game to play it.
Do you want
to turn the volume up so that we can hear it?
I don't know how to do that.
It's on the side. The little slider marked volume.
Aha. There we go.
So there are a couple of games downloaded on there. There's one in the cartridge slot.
I see. I'm gonna just press some buttons.
What game are we playing here?
I have no idea. I think it's Pokemon. That came up on the big thingy.
On the screen?
There we go.
Yes, that's Pokemon.
That.
I press start. You can play as my save for a little bit. That's fine. I don't think you're going to do too much damage.
I don't even know how to do damage. Pokemon Omega Ruby.
That's right.
It says.
Okay, press start.
I have.
Okay. Have you loaded my...
Hang on. Okay. We've got a save on here.
Uh-huh.
We've got Rustboro City.
Yep, go on.
Wherever that is.
Uh-huh.
There's now some music. I'm in a place. There's what appears to be a nurse.
Ah, you're in a Pokemon Center.
I see.
So leave the Pokemon Center and go find some tall grass, and in there you'll find a Pokemon to battle.
Right. There, I'm in a city.
Yep.
Tall grass may be few and far between.
Well, so I'll leave you playing that for a second while I just recap some more of the E3 announcements. We'll have that as background music. Go on. There we go. So while our non-gamer presenter here is learning how to play games all over again, there were loads of huge announcements from E3. What I love is the fact that the amiibos, the little toys that you now get that you can use kind of NFC with the new 3DS and the Wii U and things like that are already selling out. And so they're having to increase the supply and demand for those things, which is great. There are loads more games. There's a bit of a yawn, really. Another Halo game, another Gears of War game. There's just so many.
There's a lot of games with people shooting stuff.
A great tweet that I saw was like, Nintendo, as a human, capture small animals and then force them to fight each other for money.
That actually sounds really cruel.
It is horrific, yeah, when you really think about it.
You can use your finger
on the touch screen. That's fine.
Okay, I've got options. Should I go for the one with the bigger number or the one that sounds cool?
The one that sounds cool. Go on.
Well... I've got water gun. That's probably the coolest of the options.
Depends what you're fighting.
I have no idea what I'm fighting. Oh, although a little bar with colours in it just went down. I got some sand spat at me and my accuracy fell.
Anyway, I don't kind of remember where I was now.
Something about games, probably.
Something about games.
There was new Halo, new Gears of War, that sort of thing.
Yes, so I saw a brilliant tweet. You were saying about games with guns. I saw a great tweet where like Nintendo were like, yeah, so we made this thing and we decided to run with it when it was really cool. And Ubisoft are like, a man goes to an island with a gun. And that's pretty much all Ubisoft's games ever seem to be. So it's like, you know, companies like Nintendo, I think, are doing some cool stuff with non-shooty games. But there were a lot of shooty games announced. And, you know, I will be the first to admit that I really don't like first-person shooter games. I love RPGs. I quite like strategy games. I spend hours playing Civilization. Anyone that follows me on Twitter would know that I play Civilization pretty much any time I can. You won the battle!
I've killed the weird raccoon thing.
Well, it only fainted. It would be really cruel if it actually died.
I think after what I did to it, it's probably pretty dead.
Ah, fair enough.
My Pokemon and I rule. Check us out, says some random person who was hiding in some tall grass.
Yes, now you get to fight them.
This game is just like non-stop fighting, isn't it?
Basically.
There's a child throwing some kind of ball at me. And it's another one of those raccoon things.
Zigzagoon.
That one.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've got my blue fish spiky thing.
Is that my Mudkip?
Marsh Tomp.
Ah, that's the evolved form of Mudkip.
I killed it in one thingy. That's that's a thing that happened.
Yeah, apparently.
Youngster Joey is about to send in Machop. Will I switch my Pokemon?
You're playing, it's up to you.
I don't know how to do this.
As Ninji says in the chat, Zigzagoon is quite cute. It is very cute. A lot of the Pokemon in Omega Ruby are really cute, but you still have to murder them.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. Capture them in a ball and throw them at people and then make them fight each other until one or the other of them faints.
I'm going to keep battling.
So anyway, while Chris is battling, I'd love to hear from you on Twitter and in the chat room, or even a text message or a phone call. What do you think the best games are? I would love it after the next song if some people phoned in and told us what they thought of E3. So please do get your fingers on those buttons. Chris will update us all with the phone numbers after the next song. But we've got a request here. We're playing this song for Amy. Amy, this is a song that you requested. And while Chris finishes destroying my Pokemon save, please enjoy Elbow.
Unleash your inner geek. It's the Geekly Chronicles. It's all about relativity and particles and stuff.
Indeed.
As we fade out the elbow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Almost timing it perfectly.
My elbow often fades out.
Indeed.
So, Catherine, you just tweeted a correction.
Yes. Apparently, I got the link wrong for the animal fact book when I tweeted it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you Catherine?
But Catherine, let me finish. Catherine has corrected me. Why did you do that?
Well, I realised that the animal fact book we'd found before the show only had about 5 posts on it and hadn't been the animal fact book that I've been following and being amused by for several months. So yeah, the animal fact book I had been following was animal-factbook.tumblr.com.
So let's go back to this week's tumble fumble.
Yeah, it's a brief fumble. fumble implies... It's rather brief, I think. anyway.
Okay.
But what is this animal fact book have in it?
Well, it, not only does it have your quality animal facts, but they also answer your questions about animals as well, which, you know, is obviously an essential service.
Indeed, they do.
We've got us curious geeks.
We've got a question here. How many cats are there? To which the animal fact book has replied, more than enough to conquer this puny world. All hail our furry overlords.
I like it. Very good.
I think my cat is going through a rebellious phase. He's been scratching graffiti on my couch and hunting and bringing me vinyl CDs of 80s rock bands. What do I do? They said, most feline rebellious phases die out within 1 year. For now, try to fill your home with the works of the Beatles, Billy Joel and Elton John. But let your cat listen to Freddie Mercury. No animal should be barred from listening to Queen.
Very good.
From their PhD in zoology and phonology.
I like it. So, I want to get that PhD.
I'm sure you can find it on eBay, as we were discussing earlier.
All qualifications available online.
Indeed.
And so, we would love for you to call us and tell us what you think about E3.
We would. Now we've discovered that our phone magically works, why not play with it a bit more?
Absolutely. So if you're watching the YouTube YouTube stream, the numbers are on the screen.
Indeed they are.
The numbers should also be on the website.
They should be on the website. Although in case they're not, I'm going to read them out. So if you're in the UK, give us a ring on 02033 896245. If you're in the US, give us a ring on 415-287-9705. And in Australia, 0428-122-143.
If you're listening back to this in the recording, then you can leave us a voicemail.
Indeed.
As someone did leave us a voicemail earlier, and that voicemail said...
I didn't expect it to go to voicemail, though.
There you
go. Which is good.
Yep. So you can leave us a voicemail, we can play that on our next show. But if you call us right now... Our phone will ring, and you will actually hear it ring live. We were interrupted earlier by a wonderful person that does wonderful things who played us a song, and we talked about bad songs. We would like to hear about E3. Please give us a call. Somebody, yes. Anybody? Is anybody out there? I'm going to start phoning random phone numbers if nobody calls in.
Indeed. You can also send us a text message if you don't fancy the idea of speaking to us, and frankly, who would?
Yes,
we will read all of those messages out on air if they arrive. When they arrive. Let's be optimistic.
There we go.
I didn't expect it to go to voicemail, though.
Indeed.
There we go.
I think we should use that as a new jingle.
I like that. The Geekly Chronicles!
I didn't expect it to go to voicemail, though.
I like it.
That's possibly my favourite accent of all time. I like that.
I didn't expect it to go to voicemail.
We have we've got a call. Ringing phone.
It's coming from the US.
Indeed it is.
Let's answer this call.
This is a call for Geekly. To accept, press 1.
I didn't know we did call screening.
Hello, you are live on the Geekly Chronicles, please.
That part is it's the same person.
Ah! We need caller ID. Hello.
We do. Desperately.
If someone else calls in, feel free to drop me off. I just have opinions on one game from E3.
Excellent. Well, that's more opinions than I have, so feel free to share them with us.
Well, it's one of the games from the devs of Gone Home.
Tell us more.
I should probably describe it as something other than it's a video game.
That's a good start.
It's a good start, yes.
Okay. It's a video game about a something that happens. And you move.
Okay. I was playing a game much like that earlier, actually.
That was Pokemon, though. I don't think this is the same game.
You never know.
Not quite. No, this takes place on a space station.
All right.
That sounds quite cool. So what do you think of this game?
Anyway, well, I'm very excited for it because I was very, very, very fond of Gone Home.
So is this a sequel or a remake?
Neither.
Ooh.
I think I consider it a somewhat spiritual successor, but I wouldn't mind if it somehow happened that they tied it into the plot of Gone Home, because that would be moderately interesting. I have no idea how they could possibly relate it to the original Gone Home, considering what its plot was, but a creative developer could do it.
So I haven't played a lot of games set in space, but the last game that was set in space that I did play was probably Space Quest V.
This reminds me of a completely unrelated tangent, but is also video game related.
Go on.
That is kind of amusing.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
I was playing Dead Space 3 co-op with a friend, and every time we got in the lifts, a couple times, I had landmines as a weapon in the game. So I thought it would be a great idea to set a landmine off in the lift.
Right.
That crashed the game and desynced multiplayer.
I see.
So no landmines in lifts then.
No, that's good advice for life.
Absolutely.
I actually checked and it was a reproducible issue.
Wow. Okay. So
not only did your landmine presumably kill the people in the lift, but it killed the entire game.
It didn't kill anyone, it just killed the game.
Okay.
And what game was this?
The friend and I were at the point of the game where I was using a rocket launcher at point-blank range and not even getting knocked back.
Excellent.
Oh, just like real life.
Yes.
Just like real life.
Yeah.
Yes. I get that problem a lot.
Well, thank you very much for calling again and giving us your E3 opinions. We will keep this line clear. If anybody else has an opinion on E3, please do give us a call. We would love to hear from you and hear your thoughts on the announcements at E3. I've been looking through. There is some really interesting stuff that's been launched. There was a lot of stuff around games history that was on display there. There is a lot of this kind of idea of bringing toys to games, like the Amiibos, the Skylanders, things like that. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I've heard of Skylanders.
Right.
I've seen an advert on TV.
Wow.
That's about as much as I know about anything. But there's world of video games.
I mean, E3, I think this year for me is summed up by nostalgia and Splatoon.
Right.
And if you don't know what Splatoon... So this is Splatoon is the only thing that is making me want to buy a Wii U right now.
Okay. Wii U still sounds like a siren to me.
Wii U, Wii U, Wii U.
That would be why.
Right. I really want to get a Wii U because of Splatoon, because I think that that it's just a cool game where you splat ink at each other.
Okay.
Battles and stuff.
I played that once in a Staples.
But it's quite right.
I got thrown out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
They weren't a fan.
But it looks like a really cool game, and a lot of my friends are playing it, so I really want to get a Wii U and play that. Dan has just posted a picture in the Freenode, the IRC chat room, saying, look at these adorable nerds and understand why I can't wait to play this game. This is about the new Zelda game that is being released. Yes, everyone is a little bit adorable. Amy says, best mobile game is Ingress. Now, I have played Ingress a little bit. It's kind of like a game where you have to actually get out and go see things in person.
Sounds scary.
Well, yeah, you don't have to go meet people in person. It's just you have to go kind of via landmarks and capture them because there's alien energy flowing through. But and currently I'm playing a mobile game. You may remember on the last show I was obsessed with a game that involved growing a fish.
Yes.
Called Mola Mola. I've completed that game
several
times.
It's ringing again.
This is a UK number. Let's see what this person has to say.
A call for Geekly.
We should stop this call screen, I think.
Press 1.
Hello, you're live on the Geekly Chronicles.
Please do not swear. Who are we talking to?
Jake is who you are talking to.
Hello! Hello, thoughts on E3?
Well, I've not particularly been following it, but the one game I am excited about is Star Wars Battlefront, because they're creating a new game of it. So that's exciting.
I'm a big fan of anything in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of grew up with Battlefront 2.
Awesome.
Probably sunk several hundred hours into it.
Well, I mean, why not? When you're young, you've got as many hours to spend gaming as you like, and then when you get a bit older, you can spend hundreds of hours on Tumblr if you're Catherine.
Indeed.
Although, not now, apparently.
Yes. I mean, in terms of the graphics and the UI, it looks quite good, and it's very modernized compared to the original games. But it's lacking, it's being made by EA rather than the original developers, who I can't remember the name of, because it was bought out, and then it's not a continuation of the franchise, so it's going to, the kind of gameplay and the features of the game are kind of completely different. And it's lacking a lot of things at the moment. But then I think at E3, the only thing they showed was the first bit of gameplay from Hoth, which looked quite exciting.
That's Hoth, not Hoff. We're talking about
Indeed.
The planet Hoth.
As opposed to
David
Hoff.
Hasselhoff. Yes. So Jake, while you're on, we were talking earlier about trying to explain things in 10 words, which was a suggestion from a listener, and we're going to get to that a bit after the next song. But sat here at the table in front of me for this podcast, I have my co-presenters. We have Catherine of the Tumble Fumble. Say hello.
Hello.
There we go. And we have Chris.
Hello.
And neither of these people are particularly into video games. Is that fair to say?
Definitely. Yeah.
That's right. Very fair.
So Jake, in 10 words, can you find 10 words to convince either Chris or Catherine that giving this game a go would be the right thing to do?
I'm not sure that I can.
Catherine's really easily persuadable.
You have 4 words left.
I don't think I can. Now that's... if you're counting the as a word, then fair enough.
Yeah, I counted the
Okay.
You're mean. I wasn't going to count the but...
Maybe if I'd spent
Star
more time
Wars
on Tumblr, I'd be in a
fun.
Better...
There you go, there's okay. The other four.
Star Wars is fun. Now, Catherine, do you agree with that?
Okay, so my experience of Star Wars is just the films. And, you know, I like them, I can watch them, but I wouldn't say I was, you know, a Star Wars geek in any way. You know, I probably wouldn't choose to watch them. You know, I find them a little
get
long.
Out.
But
get out.
Seriously, why do we keep inviting her onto the show?
You can talk. Have you even watched them?
I've seen Star Wars.
Yeah?
Once.
Which was your favourite character?
The one that had the lightsaber and, like...
Jar Jar Binks.
Save
the day. Don't say Jar Jar Binks. Never say Jar Jar Binks.
Not Jar Jar Binks.
I know enough not to say that.
Yeah.
I have watched Spaced.
That's close enough.
But so what I was going to ask was, is the extended universe, is it richer? Is the more, will I get more out of Star Wars if I venture into the rest of the universe beyond the films?
I think that's one for you, Jake.
I would assume so.
You're okay. On minus four words now, by the way.
I mean,
I'm probably not gonna bother.
Well, I will play it for you and tell you how it is. I'll even come to your house and play it in front of you.
There we go.
Okay. Good.
Which sounds a lot worse. It said out loud than it did in my head.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're anyway.
I'll buy the pizza. Don't worry. So, any other thoughts from E3 that you'd like to share with us, there, Jake?
No, not. Particularly.
Do you know what Splatoon is?
A lot of people have been talking about it.
They have.
I've not seen any videos or anything of it, no.
Well, we're all a bit mystified here as well, but it's apparently awesome. Anyway, thank you very much for calling in and sharing your opinion. We will check out the new Star Wars game, and I will force Catherine and Chris to play it, even if I then lose them as a friend as a result.
Indeed.
All right.
I begrudgingly look forward to it.
Thanks very much. So, brilliant. Look at that. We have phone-ins and everything.
Indeed. We're almost like real proper radio show.
We're almost like a real proper radio show.
I know. It's crazy.
Yes. Anyway, we now have another request to play.
Ooh,
how exciting. This song is for James. James is actually listening in the car at the moment, driving to near Essex.
Okay. Yeah. I really hope James isn't also in the chat room.
I don't think James is in the chat room. Let's have a look. Nope. So, this is for James. James had this request. It's by a band that I hadn't actually heard of before earlier, but I gave them a listen, and actually this is pretty good. So here is Virtual Is Where We Live by a band called Approaching Nirvana. You heard of them?
Nope. I've heard of Nirvana.
Not the same thing.
But, yeah.
Not the same thing.
I was
sneaking up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you will.
Approaching. They are approaching.
They're kind of like tiptoeing behind Nirvana.
I'm thinking there's some kind of mathematical joke I could make here.
Go on then.
No, I can't think of it. That's why I'm saying that. I'm sure somebody geekier than me.
Approaching Nirvana.
Tending towards Nirvana.
Yes.
Yeah. Jake says, how have you not heard about Approaching Nirvana? I live in a cave. Can you not hear the echo?
To be fair, you have been locked in the Geekly bunker for the last 10 years.
That's true. But I have heard that they are great. Jake says they're fab. And this is a request for James. Please enjoy. I need that badum tish.
Why don't we have that?
I should have a thing, right? So, yes, we said earlier that we would look at doing it. Plug in your computer and look at pictures of cats.
Yep.
That's the words, basically.
Indeed, it is.
The word can also be replaced.
Let's try and explain as many things as we can in 10 words. So please, in the chat room on Twitter, tell us what you would like us to say and to do in 10 words, and we'll see if we can do it. In that last song, for example, anyone want to see if they can describe that last song in 10 words?
I've got it.
Go on. Oh, Catherine's got one too. Let Catherine
no,
go
no,
first.
No. I had 12 words. So okay. There you go.
Go on.
I'm going to go with, I went to the loo, so I don't understand it.
Okay, what was yours going to be?
I wasn't really listening. I was giving my sweaty ears a break.
Right. Okay.
There we go.
It was 12 words.
Yes.
Love it. So what else could we try and describe in 10 words? I mean, the suggestion earlier was particle physics or string theory. So how do you explain string theory in 10 words? I'm looking at the physicist at the table.
Well, seeing as my physics degree pretty much destroyed my enthusiasm for physics, the only thing I can think of when I think of string theory is Sheldon Cooper and the Big Bang Theory, because he goes on about that a lot. I don't know.
It destroyed your enthusiasm for physics that much.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about magnetism in 10 words. We've got some furious hand counting.
I've got one
here
for string theory.
Hang on a second. Let's see if we got
magnetism. I can use magnetism to stick things to my fridge.
Yay.
Nice. I like it.
String theory.
Go on.
It's about strings vibrating in space. That's all we know.
Not bad. Not bad. We've had someone say, can we do Tumblr in 10 words? What is Tumblr in 10 words? I'm looking at our resident Tumblr expert here.
Yes.
It is the destroyer of productivity, spare time, and boredom.
Brilliant. It is the destroyer of productivity, spare time, and boredom. That's
wonderful.
Tumblr in 10 words. Pianos yeah. in 10 words. Let me see. Strings are hit with a hammer, keys you can play. That's a piano in 10 words.
You press some keys and they make noise. How many is that?
9. Mine was an actual description of a piano.
Well, mine was a description of the important bits of a piano. You press some keys and they make noise.
You're a pianist, ta-da. I can tell.
Indeed.
Oh, you're pointing to the piano that yes. you're sat next to as well. It's like as if yeah. the listeners can see.
Indeed. Look at this piano, listeners.
There is a piano next to us. It does work.
Dan says, pianos. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
And we've got James on Twitter saying, if you're doing Tumblr in 10 words, what is Twitter? Twitter in 10 words.
Oh, God.
Lots of angry people making nice people sad quite a lot.
Often.
Quite often.
There you go.
people sharing opinions on mindless crap nobody really cares about. That's Twitter in 10 words.
That's the internet in 10 words. that's this program in 10 words.
And YouTube in 10 words is never read the comments, never read the comments, oh God.
Yep.
Yep.
That sounds about right.
That is YouTube in 10 words for me.
Accurate.
Yes. Very much so. So what else? 10 words. 10 words. We've done science. We've done internet things. Chris, you had a quick game on Pokemon earlier. Describe it in 10 words.
Okay.
This is a test to see how much attention you were paying. Furious finger counting going on once again.
I don't understand. I killed something. Help, I am confused.
Excellent. See, really, you could have just gone with, I want to be the very best like no one ever, and then you run out of letters.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do that.
What a shame.
Indeed.
To catch them is my real test, to train them, and then I run out of
letters. We've got the English language in 10 words.
Overly complicated, unpronounceable words that other countries like to butcher.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
This podcast in 10 words. What was that one you had about mindless opinions sharing to
this
people who aren't listening?
This podcast in 10 words. We honestly tried to plan it really, but hey, pizza.
Yeah, that's about how it went this afternoon.
Yep, so that's the podcast in 10 words.
Yep. Portal in 10 words. Well,
psycho computer that loves cake tries to kill you lots. That was 10 words.
I've got 10 words.
Go on.
Aperture science. We do what we must because we can.
Nice. I like it.
There we go.
That was very, very, very good. I'm impressed.
I think that was 10 words.
That
now
was.
I'm starting to doubt myself.
Aperture science, we do what we must because we can.
Yes!
There we go. Excellent. Well done. Well done.
Dogs in 10 words.
Dogs in 10 words. Sit down, roll over. Do you want a treat?
Woof. Woof. excellent.
Also, cats in 10 words then.
Mm. Basically the same thing, but they don't do any of the things you tell them.
Go away, I'm sleeping, give me food, what is that? It's a cat in 10 words. That was 10, right?
Something like that.
Are you?
I'm trying to make my own one up. I've got 6 out of my 10 words so far, which are get out of the Geekly studio.
Ah. But so someone has said pudding in 10 words. Pudding in 10 words. Let's think of those muffins that we were made earlier.
Now, is this pudding in the very British sense, just meaning dessert?
Oh, that's true.
Or is
true.
This pudding
as
meaning...
in like an actual dish? Mm. Well, I'm going to take it as the British description of pudding, i.e. dessert. Put it in my mouth, please. Put it in there.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I wasn't. I was looking at my fingers, which you can't see because they're under the table. I was counting words.
Ah. Sound like counting cards.
No.
Okay.
It's much less complicated. I just move my finger and count it. Rather than, you know, getting thrown out of a casino.
Also, my name is pronounced like Newt with a G. Goot.
I see.
That is our mystery caller.
Indeed.
So there we go. And we've already done Twitter in 10 words. Twitter in 140 characters. That would
be a challenge.
More than 10 words.
That's more than 10 words. And also requires more thinking than I think any of us are prepared for.
Oh, far more thinking than any of us are prepared for, indeed.
Far more thinking than I've done in most of my life, I think.
Weren't you just talking about having done exams?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean I was thinking.
No, that is fair enough.
The examiners can expect some very detailed drawings of bumblebees and other stuff that popped into my mind.
I thought you were going to say drawings of bums then.
I would totally just draw bums on my exam paper.
I might have actually done that.
Yeah. About 1 degree in physics later.
Well, you know, when I'd finished.
Where did you get your degree, Catherine? Because we were talking about getting degrees on eBay earlier.
Yeah, so. I got my degree in exchange for drawing a picture of a butt.
Yes, a PhD in butt studies.
Buttology.
Buttology. I like it.
PhD in horribleness.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a little Dr. Horrible segue there.
Indeed.
So how are we doing with the bad song of the week, Chris?
That would be the next question. We're on air for 8 more minutes. Let's pick a winner. And the results are interesting. And by interesting, I mean, as I said earlier, you are all wrong. But currently we have one vote for my suggestion, which was... And 6 votes for... So I think we have to say on this occasion that the winner was Chinese Food by Alison Gold.
And Ninji has said, I love Chinese food in 10 words.
I like Chinese food.
Yes, you know it's true. Hey. that's the words of the song.
That's about right.
Jake says Rockstar is a good song. So, Chris, you're presenting this as the worst song of the week here. Please defend your argument, Jake.
You're wrong. It is the epitome of everything that is wrong with Nickelback.
Specific.
It's just horrible.
Yeah, give us specifics.
Because... I don't know. I just thought it was bad.
So what are the final votes in this week's Bad Song of the Week?
The final votes in this week's Bad Song of the Week are 6 votes to Chinese Food by Alison Gold. And 1 vote for Rockstar by Nickelback.
You voted, didn't you?
That 1 vote came from you. So
I don't know what you're suggesting. I'm entirely impartial, so and you're all wrong.
So with that, we get to listen to the worst song of the week before
Indeed, then putting it
into the flames of forgetting about it forever.
So here we have Chinese Food by Alison Gold.
And Alison Gold is being billed as the new Rachel Black. So
Rebecca
bear in mind,
Rebecca Black,
sorry. So there is a music video for this. We'll post a link up to it on YouTube. But this song is a real song that has been recorded seriously, released seriously, and the video features the artist having a bit of a love affair with a panda who then turns into a rapper.
I see.
So here we go. It is Rachel Gold.
Alison Gold. What is with Rachel today?
I don't know. I was watching a lot of Friends earlier.
Yeah.
And
that's what we do instead of planning the show.
You know, she really likes Chinese food.
She does.
Wow. So there we go.
Oh.
There was even a gong at the end.
Well, just to add to the whole Chinese stereotype, possibly racism, going on in that song.
So Jake, the
best thing about Chinese food is that without the abysmal lyrics, this wouldn't be that bad, and it would actually be pretty catchy.
It is pretty catchy.
Yes.
But, yeah, the lyrics are abysmal. Did they sing chopsticks or chops dicks,
that
says Catherine.
Yeah.
you're just going to start giggling in the corner there.
Yeah,
that's what she's been doing all show.
To lower the tone.
Yeah. Yeah, we always do.
Well, there we go.
Jake says, my God, this is awful.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is, actually. Really,
it really is.
Bad.
And you listeners, chose it to be the most awful song of the week.
Yes, there's Nickelback, and then there's that.
And then there's that. I concede. I see your point.
Yes. Absolutely. So,
that's the end of the show.
We're at the end of another episode of the Geekly Chronicles.
Indeed, we are.
Which is, frankly, odd. But, you know, here we are.
Here we are, indeed. When are we going to do the next one?
Well, the next one will be, as advertised, as promised, in 2 weeks.
Excellent.
So, the next episode of the Geekly Chronicles. Now that the exam season is over.
Indeed, it is.
And we are back in 2 weeks' time, so Friday the 3rd of Pulai.
Indeed, as Catherine described
it
to us.
Why is it called Pulai?
Because I'd like to lower the tone of the conversation.
Right, okay. So that's the only reason in which. Right, so the 3rd of July, we will be back. Fantastic, yay, good stuff.
We'll have all kinds of exciting content that I'm sure we will plan at about 2 hours before the program.
Absolutely. But, you know, huge thanks to the people that have called in tonight. So to Goot, to Jake, thanks very much for calling in. That's been really cool.
Yep.
Thanks to everyone in the chat room. Big shout out to Ninji, Amy, Emma, Old Eldritch, Goot, Jake, King Ding, Dan, Rachel, and, of course, Catherine for being on the show. As always, thank you.
And remember, you can leave us voicemails that we will pick up next show. Ninji in the chat room says, I hope that Goot's voicemail makes it into the jingle.
Absolutely.
It just might have to.
Yeah,
I think we should hear it one more time.
Hang on. Switch to the right tab.
I didn't expect it to go to voicemail, though.
That's excellent.
There we go.
So, yes.
We might have to make some new jingles.
We might.
And if we do make some new jingles, we will absolutely include.
I didn't expect it to go to voicemail, though.
Excellent. I believe here's another one. Oh, got to load it. Nope.
Remember back when the phones were working?
Yeah.
Did you just break everything?
Oh, apparently. I don't know. I'm going to blame Google Chrome.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. So, yes, we will be back in 2 weeks' time, Friday the 3rd of July at 7 o'clock in the UK and 2 p.m. In Eastern time in the US, apparently.
11 a.m. PST,
About 4 a.m. in some parts of Australia.
And about 2 a.m. in other parts of Australia.
Yeah. Basically, Google it.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, if you go to our website, it does tell you your local time.
All of the information.
If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Indeed.
Yeah. Did say I've been watching far too much Friends.
That you had. So.
From me and from Chris and from Catherine, thank you all so much for tuning in. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Indeed, we will. Goodbye.
The third of Pulai.
Stay safe, kids.
Yeah, no. Stay in school and except
don't do sandwiches.
Don't do sandwiches.
Don't do too many.
Maybe just one or two.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.